Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Grow Squad, hope you're doing well. In fact, let me check in. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good week. Hope that you're going. I hope that you're growing. And I hope, most importantly, that you're glowing. Thank you for tuning in today. I thank you all for every subscription, every like, every share. Let's do this. Let's do one thing together. Let's keep it up, right? Let me encourage you to continue to share, continue to support, and continue to help us move forward as we have already passed the 50th episode mark, and we're just getting started, you all. We're pushing toward bigger, more, and greater. So let's keep doing more of that. Don't forget, for summer reading purposes, please go to my website, eugenejhamilton.org, to order your book for your grandkids, your kids, students, nieces, nephews, neighborhood kids. Again, if you've got a nonprofit, if you've got a summer camp, if you've got a group meeting at the library, hit me up for information about bulk orders. We promise we want to support in every way that we can, as reading, I surely believe, is the gateway to the future. I know technology is great, but we got to read about it. I know AI is great. We got to read about it, right? So let's continue to experience great things in life as we set that foundation and help young people develop a love for reading. Today we're talking about a very important topic, I believe, because so many people are codependent on something, right? We're going to unpack that in a minute, something or someone. But first, let's go ahead and pray. God, we thank you for this new day. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for your love. Bless us as we talk, as we dialogue, as we learn. In your name, amen. It's interesting to note that so many people are codependent on something or someone, so much so that they find their identity in that thing or that person that they're codependent upon. If I could break it down to soundbite, there are people who depend on, let's for instance, you know, I grew up in the neighborhood, right? And there are people who, let's say they were small-time hustlers, right? They develop nicknames based on their small-time hustle, and people no longer call them by their real name. So much so that even after they discovered that what they were doing maybe had been wrong, or they moved on to something else, they became so codependent on that small-time hustle, right? Or their identity that they found in that they could not shake it. Or people with codependency tendencies in relationships. And they find their identity in that other person that they've come to love and appreciate. And sometimes, as we talked about 2 episodes ago, things go south and you don't know how to break it because that's your life. When we think about this idea of, and let me get a working definition of the word codependent right quick. So we're on the same page, we speak in the same language, and we're doing the same thing. When we think about this idea or the understanding of codependency, this is excessive emotional or psychological reliance on a partner or something, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or addiction. That's one. And so we find traits of codependency, right? When a person is detached from that which they're codependent upon, we find traits such as low self-esteem, trouble identifying your own emotions, trouble making decisions on your own, desire to care for others, an excessive sense of responsibility for the way others might act. And the list goes on and on and on. And we've got to check ourselves. Yeah, we really must check ourselves to figure out if that's me. Figure out if there's some signs that I've been ignoring. Has my self-esteem been shot? Because when I say shot, has my self-esteem lowered? Because that thing or that person is no longer around. I overheard a conversation the other day where there was someone that had just had a breakup, right? And they were expressing how everyone wants them to get over the other individual when their desire in this moment is not to get over that individual because they still have strong feelings for that individual. They went on to talk about how they were not so much codependent on the individual. They didn't find their identity in there. They're still functioning. They still have a great high self-esteem. That's rare. Lots of times when people are let down or disappointed in relationships, they take a shot. Their self-esteem is attacked. Their desire to get back into the main flow of things is shot. So think about it this way, because I think to myself, my son, when he was younger, it was like he could not function without being in the company of my niece. And we love my niece to death. We love her. But almost, I wouldn't say it bothered me. I understood it, right? He's the only kid. And unless God says something different, he's going to be the only kid that we have. You know, we're older parents and just enjoying the one. Those of you who have more, God bless you. Enjoy more. But we're enjoying the one. So one day I saw him playing. My niece entered the room and he didn't do his normal thing where, you know, he stopped what he was doing and he started like, you know, he kept going. He kept like, okay, hey, how you doing? I'm doing this. You can join me if you'd like, but if you want to do something else, go ahead. Like before, that wasn't the case. I mean, he would lose focus. And if she didn't want to play with him, he'd break down emotionally. I'm like, brother, you got to stay focused. Invite her to come over, but know that you can't control that person. And so many times, codependency takes people down the wrong path because they forgot that you can't control. Listen, I was doing a student assembly. And there was a guy, and it really burned my soul. He was plucking the ear of a young lady in front of him, a young student in front of him. He was kept, and again, I don't know why he's doing this. If you like somebody, let me just challenge you. If you are interested in somebody, harming them or hurting them or causing pain is not the way to go. I know we thought it was cute back in the day, right? Oh, he's doing that because he likes her. He keeps tripping her, him, or he's doing this because he likes the person. Just express yourself. So I don't know if the young man liked her, if he was interested in her, or he just had some challenges, but he kept plucking her earlobe. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't be the only adult that see this. I can't be the only adult who's witnessing this. Why don't somebody step in and come to the young lady's rescue? Before long, I saw her get up. She stood up from her chair or her seat on the bleachers, and she went all the way down to the other end of the bleachers, to another set of bleachers, and she sat there for the remainder of the assembly. When the assembly was over, she came up to me. Everybody, you know, people were shaking my hand and expressing whatever they were expressing, gratefulness or gratitude, I should say. And she came in, she expressed gratitude. And I said, oh, before you leave, why did you get up and go down the on the other side of the gymnasium? She said something to me that is simple yet profound. You don't need a college degree to understand it. You don't have to be a professor to get down to the nuts and bolts of what she said. Here's what she said. She says, Mister, the only person in this room that I can control is me. I cannot control the kid that was behind me. In other words, or she said, also, if I would have retaliated, it's highly likely that I would have been the one that got caught retaliating and not him. So I got up because I can't remove him. I can't move him. I can't decide for him what the only person I can control is me. So I got up. I removed myself from the situation. I went and sat down on the other end of the gymnasium, and I'm glad I did because I heard everything you said from then on out. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for coming to our school. If more people understood that the only person I can control in this life is me, you would stop putting your identity into things and people that you cannot control. Ooh. If you could understand that human beings are flawed, we all make mistakes, right? The only person that will never fail you is God. I mean, let's be honest. Come on. You've been disappointed by your heroes. You've been disappointed by mentors. We've all been disappointed by somebody in life. People that we put on a high pedestal, right? Gifted, talented, all the business. But the human. When we begin to understand that we can only control ourselves, we cannot control other people, and that the only person that I can depend on that's human, that's walking this earth, it's really me. I'm not saying that you're all that and you're island by yourself, but I'm saying nobody is responsible for me but me. If I got a goal and dream, I can't get mad if somebody else doesn't, even if your own family, I can't get mad if they don't see your goal and dream. I got to depend on me. If I've got something that I want to accomplish, it's not up to you to figure out how to accomplish it. It's up to me. So I want you to look for signs of codependency and understand full well, without a shadow of a doubt, that one of the key signs is low self-esteem. And sometimes that low self-esteem, even in adults, raises its ugly head when we are disappointed and or let down by something and or someone in this life. Studies show that codependency also has a great impact on mental health. And I'm reading this for your understanding so I don't get it wrong. It said codependency can lead to feelings of anxiety and depression, and also take an emotional toll on constantly seeking validation from others. These dynamics can perpetuate a vicious cycle of unhealthy relationships. Now, how many of you, be honest, seek validation from people? No, I ask that because I think at some point in our lives, maybe all of us suffered from that, because I'm watching my son grow up right now. And of course, he's only 4 years of age. And when he does something, he seeks approval. I get that. I understand that, of course, we're training him. We're developing him. We are responsible for him. He's codependent on us. He's 4 years old. But as an adult, as a young adult, as I'm maturing and growing in life, what validation do you need from others? Let me know. I mean, if you're in college, okay, I need my professor to validate my thoughts on paper and give me a grade so that I can prepare for graduation. I get it. But I want you to understand that if that professor decides that they don't like what you put out there, they don't like what you put on paper, they don't appreciate what you've turned in, that should not, and I hope it does not, damage who you know yourself to be, who you know you to be, who you know who you are, or the person that you know that you are, I should say. I know depression is real. I understand the power of having healthy self-worth. And I know what it means to have low self-worth. I know how it feels to feel like you have to be rubber stamped by somebody else. Listen, it's interesting because, as I told you on episode 50, this podcasting journey has been filled with ups and downs, right? And if you look at views, right, how many people view this versus view that, of course, you can get in your feelings, right? You're asking, well, why do people view this episode more than this episode? Why is this single-digit views, and why is this five-digit views? Why, you know, and you start getting caught up in that. I've come to the conclusion that my responsibility is to pour. P-O-U-R. I'm pouring into you. I'm giving the information. And the people that receive the information, you have every right to do with it what you so choose. That makes sense? And I want you to kind of get that kind of thinking and embrace and adopt that kind of mindset, because if we get caught up with sharing our gift, sharing what we have with the world, doing our honest part, doing our very best, and because people don't appreciate it, you start to second guess yourself. We've got to get rid of that kind of thinking. We've got to learn to understand that it is what it is. Say it out loud. If you're in your car, if you're at home watching this thing on you, whatever it is, say it out loud. It is what it is. Yeah. I'm going to do my very best. I'm going to give it out. I'm going to share it with the world. I'm going to give it to who I'm supposed to give it to. I'm going to give my gift to whoever is in need of it, and they can do what they so choose. It is what it is. So as you go forward today and the rest of this week, I'm inviting you to break free from this whole idea that other people need to sign off on you. You are enough just as you are. I don't need nobody to sign off on my gift, sign off on my talent. You've been signed off by God. So you keep pressing on. You hear me? You keep moving forward. No matter what they say, no matter if they appreciate it or not, don't allow. Don't be so codependent on applause. See, we've developed an entire culture, an entire movement that depends on people to make them feel good, to applause, to validate. Listen, if you don't get one applause, if you don't get one tip, if you don't get one extra whatever, just know that your labor is not in vain. If you're walking in purpose, if you're fulfilling your responsibility on this earth, don't you worry about applause now. Just know that you've done it with a pure heart from a pure place, and that as the chips fall where they may, everything sooner or later is going to work out. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. If you would be so kind to hit that subscribe button, I would greatly appreciate it. In fact, here very soon, for all those who are subscribed, we're going to have some giveaways, some special discount codes for some new stuff that we're going to be doing here in the coming months. So stay tuned. Thank you, Grow Squad, for your support. And as you go about the rest of this day and this week, don't forget each day that you got to go, you've got to grow, and you've got to glow in everything that you do. Have a great rest of your week. That's my time. Peace.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.